uMzantsi Afrika ubhiyozele iminyaka engamashumi amathathu kuba phantsi kwenkqubo yentando yesininzi athi amakhumsha le nto yidemokhrasi. Urhulumente wokuqala ke phantsi kwale nkqubo onyulwa ngonyaka ka-1994 kunyulo lokuqala apho khona abemi abamnyama kweli bavumeleka ukuba bavote. Olu nyulo lwaluqhutywa ke ikomishoni yonyulo ezimeleyo i-IEC. Sithe ke masibamema apha enkqubeni when we really reflect on 30 years yedemokhrasi sincokole ngendima yabo abathi bayidlala. On the line we are joined by the IEC's commissioner Judge Daya Pillay. Commissioner, good evening and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Aya. Thank you for giving IEC the opportunity.
Reflecting on the last three decades, how has our democracy matured in your own view?
Well, we've matured very nicely in the sense that we have much to celebrate. We continue to hold elections that have been free and fair, that in which the results have been accepted by the political parties and society. We have not had the experience as other jurisdictions, some other jurisdictions have had with. The results have been set aside and re-elections have to take place. And we've matured also from the point of view that our technical capacity and competence as an election management body has been accelerated over the years so that we, you know, the courts have recently vindicated us with an 11-0 win in our favor, supporting the systems that we use, the technology that we use. And this is so different from 30 years ago when we didn't even run an election with a voter's roll. So huge differences.
And as you have said, rightfully so, Commissioner, we've seen also in other countries, especially in the African context, where the results of elections would be challenged in a court of law. But we haven't experienced that in South Africa. Reflecting once more on these 30 years, what would you say that you've done right and what have been the challenges that the Commission has faced?
Well, you know, I think what got us to the polls in the first place and got us to a democracy in 1994 and the government of national unity was a high level of common purpose and reciprocity. We wanted a government. And that you can't write into any constitution. You can't make any law. No court can rule on whether you can or can't have reciprocity. It is from within our own DNA as South Africans that we want this country, we want it to work, we're not going anywhere, and therefore that's the success. That's where we. That's what we need to build into our culture. And sometimes we forget what gets us to be a successful nation, and we are distracted by unnecessary squabbles and so on. But this is the heart of this nation, our common purpose and reciprocity.
Would you say that over the years we've seen, even the IEC reported on this, that the voter turnout has been a concern, be it local municipality elections or provincial and national elections? Would you say in the past 30 years people have lost interest in exercising this right?
Well, that's one inference that can be drawn from the fact that the numbers at the polls have been diminishing. But notice the interest in the current state of elections. That we've harvested an additional half a million voters this year, between last year and this year for this election, mainly youth, a lot of women. More women are voters now than before. So maybe our complacency in nation and our leaders has brought us to a point where we say now we must wake up and take manage our vote. We must exercise our rights and hold our leaders that we elect to be our representatives.
Mm.
We need to hold them to account, because if you look at our constitution, the political rights belong to the citizens, not to the political parties directly, but through the citizens, the political parties are established. They get the representatives are voted for through the citizens.
Well,
it's the citizens who are important.
As much as we are talking about these successes, there have been challenges that the IEC has faced for the past 30 years, of course, and we've seen some of them displaying in the court, like in court. Just take us through how, what challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
Well, the litigation, I think, should be seen positively, because that litigation is the proper avenue for resolving disputes. Not the streets, not threats and, of intimidation, but the, and not violence. So I'm proud that we have a court, an electoral court and a constitutional court that is responsive to the society and the whole world of election management, and that delivered on their judgment. They've enabled us to get our ballots going, and they are setting matters urgently. It's a huge burden on the courts, but they come to the party.
24 minutes after 6, Phulaphuli Sincokola no Commissioner Judge Dapile from the IEC, looking at IEC's role with democracy yomzanzi Africa. Commissioner, what are you? What is the IEC expecting in these elections, given that there are more people now who have registered? It seems as if people are excited and looking forward to these elections.
Well, we're on our toes. They're keeping us on our toes. So, you know, the election timetable is our guide, and we try to stick to it as far as possible, because any deviation from that means that we could slip up. And we try not to deviate from that. So we are on our toes, and we've got to stick to our timetable, ensure that the materials are delivered in the right place, the staff are trained, able to manage the voting stations. We're busy with accrediting observers locally and internationally. The numbers are escalating by the day. The interest is just growing at every level. And we're so glad that we have civil society who have volunteered to be observers, and that we've also got a number of guests and international people who we invite as guests of the election through the department, through DERCO, through the Department of International Relations. So it's full. All systems go at this stage, and we're ready.
Let's talk about the special vote application. Is it already open, and who is eligible to register or to apply rather?
Well, there's two categories. The one is that if you're an overseas voter, then you would have had to fill in a VEC form, and you will be voting on the weekends of 17 and 18 May. That's for overseas voters. If you are South African and you're going to be voting overseas, then you have to notify the electoral officer and get permission to vote in whichever country you're going to be. Now, the Section 24A special vote has been introduced for this election to prevent double voting, but also to manage the movement of people from one province to the next. So if you live in Gauteng and you registered here and you're going to be on voting day in Cape Town, then you would have two ballots. You'll have one ballot, and that is the national ballot only. Right? Mm-hmm. And because that is the big difference in this election, mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. cannot vote in another province unless you have got permission from the and made an application to the CEO. And secondly, the ballot, number of ballots you would be able to cross would be just the national ballot. And of course, then people who are frail will also have to apply for special votes, and that would be done as home visits for people who are infirm for whatever reason.
How do I apply, Commissioner?
There's a form, and you can go online mm-hmm. also to make your application. Mm-hmm. So it's a Section 24 form, and there's also a Section 24A form that you will comply with.
Commissioner Judge Diapile, for your time, thank you very much.
Thank you for the interview.